Texte numéro 96. What should you choose, time or money? Given the choice between more time or more money, which would you pick? For a beach vacation, you may pay more for a direct flight to gain a couple of extra hours getting sand between your toes. On the other hand, you might take a better paying job that requires late nights at the office. One of us, Professor Hirschfield, recently faced such a choice. He was invited to teach a weekend seminar out of state, but he had a baby girl, born 12 weeks earlier. The pay would offset the costs of childcare, but the job would require 2 days away from the baby. The value of the money was easy to quantify, but it was harder to put a value on the amount of time that would be lost with the family. He determined that there were only 222 weekends left before the baby would start kindergarten, when quality family hours would give way to carpools to friends' houses. Which would lead to greater happiness, the money or the time? For a research project, we put this question to more than 4,000 Americans of different ages, income levels, occupations, and marital and parental status. We found that most people valued money more than time. Is money the right choice? We had also asked our survey respondents to report their level of happiness and life satisfaction. We found that the people who chose time were, on average, happier than the people who chose money. So, money may turn out to be the wrong choice. But maybe this result simply shows that the people who chose money are more financially constrained and therefore less happy. To check this, we also asked respondents to report their annual household income along with the number of hours they work each week. We found that even when we held constant the amount of leisure time and money, the people who chose time over money were still happier. Other research examines the relationship between wealth and happiness and suggests, for example, that more income is positively related to happiness up to a certain point, $75,000 in the United States, and that life satisfaction continues to increase with income beyond that point. The people in our studies who chose time over money thought about the resources differently and had different intentions for how they would spend the time or money gained. Unlike those who chose money, who were more likely to be fixated on not having enough, those who chose time focused more on how they would spend it, planning to spend on wants rather than needs, like cultivating a hobby versus completing chores at home, and on other people rather than themselves. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2016.